The Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omani Buama, says Ghana's economy has made some progress, as indicated by the IMF report of 2015. He said the government of John Mahama is committed to improve the general well-being of Ghanaians. Dr. Buama said this in an interview with Radio Ghana.
President Mahama's government takes the position that mere economic growth and its associated indicators are necessary but not sufficient measures of human well-being. The statement goes on to say that we believe human development is a more encompassing and comprehensive way to conceptualize development as it puts people first. So yes, we have made some progress in terms of the economy. The IMF acknowledges it. But for President Mahama's government, we believe that the people and what concerns the people in terms of health and the overall effect of the economic activity is even far more important than just mere measurements of growth. And that is why if you go towards the end of the statement, we then capture the human development indices. These are the things that actually will tell you that, yes, if we are to put your health status together, if we are to put educational attainment together, and if we are also to add economic performance, all these things and how they interrelate, Ghana is better than Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana is better than Nigeria, Ghana is better than Senegal. And these are the figures. Ghana, on the human development score, had 57.9%. Cote d'Ivoire had 46.2%. Nigeria, 54.1%. Senegal, 46.6%. Kenya, 54.8%. And these are not figures from government. These are figures from the UNDP. There again, if you also are to look at how well Ghana has fared in terms of Ghana itself from the year 2000 to the year 2008 to the year 2015. We realize that in the year 2000, we were at 55.2%. Over an 8-year period, 2000 to 2008, we moved by 0.1 to 55.3. That is from 55.2 to 55.3. So over about 7 years, from 2008 to 2015, we moved by 2.6%. And so we are now at 57.9%. So whether you compare it in terms of the trajectory in Ghana or you compare it among countries in sub-Saharan Africa, you realize that the combined effect of attainments in education, attainments in health, and also the economic performance come together to put us at a very, very good level and a good range. And that is how come when the UN did the human development ranking, Ghana was placed in the medium developed country level.